our daytime shows are live and local. Vectis Radio, now on DAB.
You're listening to Vectis Radio on FM 104.6 and on DAB. And as if by magic, because we couldn't get him in the studio because he's rather busy this morning, there's a reason why. Jonathan Bacon is joining us on the telephone because he's the newly elected council leader. First of all, welcome and congratulations, Jonathan.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
I must admit, I was a little bit concerned going into this. I didn't go to the meeting, but I was a bit concerned what was going to happen, because I think what Islanders are crying out for, yes, it's change, but more importantly, some kind of stability. And I think you are that in abundance.
Well, I hope so. When I was re-elected as a ward councillor just over 2 weeks ago, I had no aim, ambition or expectation that I'd be in this position now. But I was approached and I said that I would be happy to be nominated if it was on the basis I would be wholly independent, and the aim would be to ensure collaboration, avoid conflict, just purely focus on the island, total disregard for national party political aims and directions. And if we could, you know, if that was, I would be supported on that basis, then I would be happy for my name to go forward.
Well, that's music to my ears, and I would imagine it's music to many people's ears. And I say that's a lot of us just want that, just some kind of grown-up politics where we're focusing on people rather than politics. Talking of politics, I look at the certain people that are now saying, you know, reform have got it wrong and people voted for change. Yes, they voted for change and they voted out the Conservatives. I mean, that is the change that people wanted, I guess.
And just for reference, 17 Conservatives lost their seats a month ago.
But when I look at reform, and there's 19 councillors that have been re-elected, not many of them have got a lot of experience in, you know, local politics, working in a council. So yeah.
I think what people, you've phrased it in one way, but I think what people have been voting for are an end to that sort of behaviour and activity in the council that ended up with us formally being labelled dysfunctional at the end of last year. And you can attribute that to whoever you see fit. But if you can give me a moment on this, what was really interesting for those of us who returned to the council and met new councillors over the last 2 weeks, there was an assumption, an expectation, these are reform councillors, they're going to behave in a certain way, they're going to have certain views and be pushing certain national issues. And we haven't seen that. What has been seen, and the reason why I'm happy to be where I am now, is a lot of new people have come into the council who are saying, I want to deal with local issues. I want to sort out things in my town. I want to get the roads sorted. We have just had an absence in those induction meetings and preparation for the next 3 years of the national party politics and so on that I think a lot of us were expecting. And the fact that we've got local councillors wanting to do their best for their communities, that's the change I think we've got. We've mentioned the Conservatives. I don't want to be party political, but it's the sort of thing the Conservatives were always saying, but they never did. And I think they've suffered as a result of that. There was a noise on the line.
Yeah, don't worry. That's just a little alarm. Not telling you got to go and end this interview, but
the other thing I was going to say that you need to speak to some of the people. Need to speak to some of the reform councillors. I think they've come in. A lot of them have come in because they found a way to get elected, to do those local things. They've got some baggage from the way the election was run and things that were said on leaflets. And I suspect internally there are lots of issues between them and the National Party. But on the ground, we have a lot of new people wanting to do the right thing. And if that follows through, we're going to be in a much better place than we have been recently.
which is great news. And I say, going back to reform, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I think there's only one or possibly two, maybe three that were councillors before. So they're coming in with not much experience, but fresh. So, you know, take the politics out of it. You've got fresh councillors that are coming in. And I think if they're going to learn off the people like yourself of how things are run and so on, I think it can be a positive. But are you, I mean, were you surprised that all 19 of them voted you in as leader?
Yes, I was surprised to be approached. But as I say, it's, you know, you give people a chance, but it does reflect what has been seen as the new council's been gelling, coming together in induction sessions over the last few weeks. And I mean, one of those things is, as you say, there's a lack of experience. Only one of those councillors has been an Isle of Wight councillor before. Several on town councils have been on parish councils and so on. But I think there's amongst those local group of councillors, I'm not speaking for any wider aspects, about any wider aspects of reform, I think they recognise some of the practicalities of the situation. And the fact there is a lot of experience there they need to learn. But that's any council that comes into the job on a proper basis should take that view.
Okay, let's, because I know we've got a brief time, because I know you're very busy, and the line isn't that fantastic, I'm afraid, but what's the plan for the next 12 months? I mean, there's a lot of, you know, adult social care, education, I mean, there's so much that you've obviously got to focus on, and schools, how many do we need, and so on, but what's your main focus for the next 12 months?
Well, we now have a system, a committee system rather, a cabinet system, so each of those individual committees will work on particular issues such as education, adult social care, and so on. However, is in this new system we have to guide, support, represent the council, assist. A particular function of mine will be, as we go into devolution and combined authority, that's something that's probably the biggest role I will have in terms of decision making and guiding. We've got to do something about the relationship with Island Roads. We've got to try and do something about the ferries, but the island economy and all that's wrapped together. And of course, the island finances goes without saying. But I suppose my key role at the moment is what I said when we started talking, to ensure that the council works, that we are collaborating, we are addressing those issues rather than fighting each other, get rid of the conflict, and then we can actually deal with those substantive issues. And as I say, survival of the council is actually key to that, otherwise we can't do that. And what people sometimes forget, yes, there are those issues with the roads and so on, but the council does so much work that isn't the recognised day-to-day, helping children in care, adult social care and so on. And that's all essential work we have to do. We're bound to do it by statute. And if we can't organise ourselves and function properly, that is the real concern, that sort of work is going to be adversely affected and not happen as well as it should.
Do you think that the Isle of Wight's media play a massive part in this? I know that we've been banging the drum for, you know, a number of years now, saying, you know, explaining that the council are working incredibly hard. There are people that do stuff that people don't see and they're just ignored and so on. Do you think that the island's media can help you by way of making a point of what, you know, is actually being done, and a lot of it is positive? Yes, we still need to highlight the negatives, but we can do it in such a way that it could turn out to be a positive. So, I mean, we've been doing this for a while. Will you reach out to the rest of local media and say, hey, look, get on board, because if you make our case stronger here on the Isle of Wight, when we go to government, they will have to sit up and take note, because at the moment, the way I see it is, government must look at us and think, yeah, look at the Isle of Wight. They keep coming and knocking on the door and wanting a little bit more funding and so on, but they're all arguing amongst themselves down there. You've only got to look at their local media situation. So, I mean, do you think that that is worth a try? I mean, is that, or you know, can we help? How can we help? And should others get involved?
Well, I always take the view that anything that could have a good outcome is worth a try. Media, well, I'm speaking to you now, aren't I? they're always looking for a story, clickbait, whatever you want to call it. And that is the way the media works now. But if the media can just take that little step back, think we're having a bit of a reset here. Let's try and help this along rather than just look for the cracks and make stories out of it. That would be great, but I can't control the media. We'll see what happens. I'd hope that the way I see the council developing, the way I hope to lead it, the media will see that there is a different story to tell, shall we say.
I always say, lead from the front, others will follow. I mean, if people see the cracks like they have done in the past with the fallouts and, you know, the sides that are taken and so on and all the silliness that has gone on in the last few years, not everybody, because there's a number of Isle of Wight councillors that I think I know and respect, and I think they've only got the island's best interests at heart. But if other people see that, hey, hang on a minute, we're not falling out, we're getting on with it, and I think others will... we'll cotton on to that and think, yeah, come on, let's bang the drum. It's all got to be positive, because at the end of the day, the more positive and the more you get done, the better it is for us.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Perhaps I should become a politician.
You can certainly go into PR, I think, yeah.
Hey, look, Jonathan, I know you're busy. And I just want to say congratulations. If there's anything we can do, because say at the end of the day, we all want what's best for the Isle of Wight, and that's the thing that gets overlooked sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I've got to get my feet under the desk. I've got meetings today with a number of people as part of that. But once things are settling into place, I'm more than happy to come in and tell the listeners what's happening and, of course, answer questions as well.
Congratulations again, Jonathan. Good luck.
Thanks very much. Take care.